This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A battle is brewing in at least 8 states over right to repair legislation. Tractors have gone high-tech and often require software downloads to aid in the repair process. FoxNewsTech.com reports that software hackers overseas are creating and selling hacks to John Deere software. Local repair shops in America's farm country are downloading the hacks and using them to repair the company's tractors. The article says when farmers are in crunch time like harvest, they usually don't have time to wait for a dealership employee to come out and authorize a download to help with repairs. But farmers who buy John Deere equipment have to sign a license agreement that doesn't allow virtually all types of unauthorized repair and modification to the software embedded in most of the new machines. The agreement allows repairs to the actual machinery, but no work on the software. Nebraska is one of 8 states considering the right to repair legislation that would invalidate the John Deere licensing agreement. It would also prevent farmers from suing for crop loss, lost profits, loss of goodwill, or loss of use of equipment arising from the performance or non-performance of any aspect of the software. John Deere is against the legislation, noting that any non-authorized modifications to the software increase the risk that the machinery won't work as designed. In other news, the European Union has approved the Dow-DuPont merger after the companies agreed to sell substantial assets, including key research and development activities. The EU approved the $130 billion deal Monday after Dow and DuPont agreed to address concerns that the merger would leave few incentives to produce new crop protection products in the future. An EU spokesperson taking part in the review of the merger said the decision ensures that the merger between Dow and DuPont does not reduce price competition for existing pesticides or innovation for safer and better products in the future. In return for the EU approval, DuPont will divest large parts of its global pesticides business, including its global research and development organization, according to Reuters. Dow, in turn, will sell 2 acid copolymer manufacturing facilities in Spain and the U.S. The deal is still to be approved by regulators in the United States, Brazil, China, Australia, and Canada, but the company said they were confident of clearance in all remaining jurisdictions. Well, switching now to local ag news, CHS is finishing up its first year as a merged co-op and its first year with a new general manager. When I spoke with their board president, Lonnie Rhodes, change was the topic of conversation, and the same goes for my interview with general manager Randy Brody.
You're absolutely correct. And so what we told the customers that came to the annual meeting tonight, that it's all about us listening to them and providing what they need. And it's not about a particular location or locations. It's about providing what they need. And if we listen and listen well, they're going to tell us what they need and what we need in terms of locations and assets and people to service them.
And there's been a lot of changes lately. You know, you've had a merger going on. We've seen changes throughout the business. And part of that is listening to the customers. And part of it is you're wanting to grow the business and make some improvements. So anything about the recent changes you'd like to share and maybe what lies on the road ahead?
Sure thing. So, you know, where we are today, we're in our first full year as a merged CHS cooperative. We started last February where Shipman, Carrollton, and Louder Cooperatives merged together to form one cooperative, and we ran that as a unit for about 6 months. So this is our first full year, and it has just been awesome. You know, we've been able to move equipment around and people around and take a lot better care of the customer. We've invested in some equipment at Carrollton. We added a new building. You were there this summer. You know, we thought that we would do well there. The farmers just really responded, and we took in 1 million bushels more than our 2014 record, which is phenomenal. And we just can't say thank you enough to the Carrollton farmers and to all of our farmers for supporting us through this.
That is phenomenal. It's phenomenal to see that growth, and you're wanting to do more in the future, have more bushels come in.
You betcha. I mean, we want to grow the business. We want to be relevant. You know, before the merger, we were big in anhydrous at Shipman and 140. When we added Louder with the rail facility, we are now able to buy unit trains of anhydrous. And so we've actually become our own terminal, which is, you know, phenomenal. During February, a lot of people were running out or closing on Sunday because they were running out of gas. When you have a whole unit train of anhydrous sitting on your tracks, we never ran out. And that's what you're going to see from in the future from CHS.
I talked about this with the board president, Lonnie Rhodes, earlier, but all of these things that we've been mentioning, I said it really points to one thing, is that CHS has a very promising future ahead.
We sure hope so. And if we take care of the customer, they'll take care of us.
Well, I think you're definitely on the right path. Randy, some other things that you mentioned. First of all, safety is something that is very important to the cooperative and something that you are very passionate about. Some changes there also.
Yep. So all of our employees now wear high-vis vests so that they can be easier seen. And we do monthly safety meetings as most people do, but we're just trying to make that part of our culture. And we're trying to make family a part of our culture. And we talked tonight at the annual meeting. We actually provide anhydrous mask respirators, and we sell them at cost to our customers to put in their tractors when they're putting on anhydrous, because if a hose was break, you know, they could get hurt very seriously just trying to get out of the tractor and get away. And with that mask, that could mean the difference between life and death. And that's why we want to provide those to our customers, because we care about them.
Just one of many new things that you're implementing, something else that has been improved upon and that you're working with farmers on now. Joe Huebner is your yield point specialist and actually was the recipient of an award this year. This is the second year that CHS has been recognized for this. So, Randy, go ahead and share with us what he was recognized for and who the farmers were.
Well, we have to put a plug in there for Kyle Brazzi, too, because Kyle also won the award with Joe. So I would hear about it if I didn't make sure they both got mentioned. But, you know, this is a big thing. They went down to San Antonio at the Commodity Classic. They're one of a handful of people who won that award. And you know, it's all about environmental stewardship and doing the right thing with the land. And these guys were recognized throughout the nation for that. And the big thing about that we're proud of is that, you know, last year Reagan Ware and Tom Connors were recognized. So not only has CHS at in this location, this cooperative, been recognized once, but twice in a row.
Very exciting. This is your first year serving as general manager. So how does that make you feel to step into a co-op that has had that much success? I mean, it's a pretty bright future ahead. That's got to be exciting for you.
Oh, yeah. I told them the people tonight, you know, when I looked to move from the company that I was at in Ohio, I had three job offers, and I chose this location because of the people at the elevator that I met at the agronomy site, the board of directors, the customers, a few of the customers that I met, and what people told me about, you know, this area. So I chose to come here, and it was a great decision for me and a great decision for the CHS, you know. And the thing of it is that I like about, and this is what everybody sells precision ag, everybody sells fertilizer, but we're not selling precision ag, we're selling decision ag. And that's where we're putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, seed, agronomy, chemicals, you know, GPS, all of that together to help our farmers become more efficient and more profitable.
Well, excellent things that you've got going on at CHS, and I know you're only striving to improve them. I guess, Randy, the last thing we need to mention is something else that's new, going to be celebrated this summer, kind of a different spin on ways to appreciate your customers and the families.
You betcha. We are announcing what we're going to call our CHS Family Fun Day. It's going to be August 19th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. And, you know, we looked at how we told customers that we appreciated them, and you know, a lot of companies have appreciation dinners, and you know, you come, you eat, and you leave, and we say thank you. And we kind of wanted to do a little bit more, and we also wanted it to be centered around the family, and because family is important to us. And so we're going to have Family Fun Day, and it's going to be on a Saturday afternoon, times 2:30, 3 o'clock. We're still working on that one. But we want you to bring the kids out. We're going to paint faces. We're going to have dunk tanks. We're going to have rides. We're going to have cotton candy. If, you know, the kids don't come away with a sugar buzz, something's wrong. So one of your guys is on a diet. I heard that the other day. So we're officially going to give him permission to go off the diet that day. But then we're going to have a really nice dinner, food for the kids, food for the adults. And then that evening we're going to have a band. We're going to do a little dancing. So we hope everybody comes out. And it's just our way of saying thanks for being part of our family.
Randy Brody, the general manager of CHS. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.